Attention villagers, this is your resident representative from Ilo Ilo. Just a reminder, this is a bonus episode this week because Adam and I are enjoying our vacation. Because we deserve a vacation. Miranda and Casey keep going on vacations and it's time for us to go on one too. Okay? So lay off my back. Anyway, this episode will cover topics such as the Tony Awards, Patti LuPone, Sarah Bareilles. Was she the right person to play the baker's wife? A strange loop. What else did we talk about? Guardians of the Gwarlexi. The different ways Miranda fought motion sickness in Guardians of the Gwarlexi. And the one time Friedrich ran away from us when we were out lounging on the garage in Miranda's parents' home. So, you know, just the classic mix of random conversations that we have at Resident Services. But anyway, we will be back next week with an episode on Twitch. If you want to watch this full episode in its entirety when we streamed and, you know, get to see the dream address that we visited last week, you can also visit us on Twitch. That video is up there for you to view. But anyway, that's it for me this week. Enjoy this bonus episode and we'll see you next time here on Resident Services. The podcast. Okay, well, we have been long awaiting this DDD minute.
But first, the TTT minute. Let's talk about the Tonys.
The Tony minute.
All right, I'll be looking at my old Navy cart.
Casey, you're in this because you know what you had the opportunity to do yesterday on your flight is listen to the 6 original Broadway cast recording live from opening night.
I didn't know I had that opportunity.
You did. It was a very large opportunity that you just passed up.
It wasn't advertised on the flight interchange.
What are the big...
Well, let's say... This is the day after Patti LuPone yelled at a woman in an audience at a talk back for company to put her mask on and basically go to hell. So we stand in solidarity with Patti LuPone.
Tony voters voting for her to win. I mean, she's probably going to win. She's probably the most...
It would be shocking if she
doesn't. It's the most, like, it's Joanne.
This is her eighth
it's
nomination.
Yeah.
Her what nomination?
Eighth. Yeah. Crazy.
That's crazy.
But I would like to say shout out to the cast of 6. While you may not have been nominated, you are still incroyable.
Beloved.
In our hearts.
Yeah. In our hearts. Rest in peace, cast of 6.
All queens.
Also, Miranda, Adam, and I have now been officially taught by a Tony nominee. So
it's true.
Yes.
We have.
Misha Fiscal, congratulations on your Tony nom for best sound design.
For a play.
Plays have sound too.
If he wins, we will only see him in that quick clip of the 5 seconds they'll show of his speech. So.
Yeah.
I hope he goes go Ramblers.
He'll definitely do
go
for
blur.
Sure. He'll do that. Yeah.
For his quick minute, he'll be like,
I
go
would
blurs.
Collapse to the ground.
I hope he still wears his little like newsboy cap.
He has his hat, of course.
Yeah.
Classic.
Anything else about the Tonys? Paradise Square, congrats to them. I heard the show is just fine at best, but good,
but you
to,
know
good
what?
For them.
I forget. Musicals. How did A Strange Loop do?
They got the most, I think.
Yeah. That's the show that I'm like, I would like to fly to see it.
Yeah. Mm. Famously won its Pulitzer before it even made it to Broadway.
Yep.
It was still on off Broadway and won a Pulitzer.
And shout out to, this is not necessarily the Tonys, but shout out to Sarah Bareilles for getting the words to her own song on opening night of Into the Woods.
I have a lot of feelings about Sarah Bareilles as the baker's wife.
She messed up her words.
Girl, they had to restart the song.
And she tweeted like an apology.
Yeah, she did.
She also
on
was
opening
like,
night.
On stage.
In the opening number?
No, yes. Girl.
Or like in
it was,
her number.
It was in Moments in the Woods.
Not moments in
they
the
had to
woods.
Restart moments in the woods.
You know what?
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. I want to say one thing about this, and then I swear to God, Casey, we can move on. There's been a lot of like discourse around Sarah Bareilles and the whole situation. And most people have been like, oh my God, it was so cute. We love our quirky queen. Fine, whatever. And like on one hand, I like that it's not as like serious.
We're not
like,
demonizing.
Right. She's not like a villain now.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if I was in the audience, do you know what you're literally being paid to do? You're literally being paid to perform a role in its entirety and like to it up like that is so egregious in my opinion. I'm sorry. It's egregious.
Stop, let's start over again. Or
no, she just like walked around the stage until they like restarted the orchestra.
Oh, this is what they should have done. They should have done what
allegedly
we did,
allegedly there is no video
because our baker's wife also messed up one time in the show and she just went to the end. Which I mean like sucks.
I don't remember that
either.
Like, because it's like the second like.
But you know what? Here's the thing. That's a college production. So I will give. This
is
prof. And I really like Sarah Bareilles. I want to be clear about that.
Please,
too.
Please
really
watch like, season two of Girls 5 Eva.
I really like
Peacock.
Girls 5 Eva. I love her. She's great. And like, I think she's like a fine casting choice. Like, I think that's like a fun energy for that character. I just don't love that we're like, oh, it's so good that we're allowing people to like make mistakes. And it's like, well,
people pay $500 also.
Would have.
Yeah.
It's frustrating.
Rest. Yeah.
And then one more thing I do want to say, and then I promise, Casey, we'll move on. Somebody leaked photos of Jesse Williams in his play in which he is full frontal.
Yes, goes full frontal.
And it's like really sad that that actually happened because like they supposedly take their phones, they like lockbox your phones, so somebody like got it past them and like leaked, and it's just an invasion. It's fully
when did
an
that
invasion
happen? I have old
today
who
like
are
this
all
morning
there. Oh,
this morning.
No, it was like yesterday or 2 days ago.
I'll have to ask my coworker. Saw it 2 days ago or not Monday, Sunday.
So that's all. We can now move on.
Great
How were the Gwarls?
The girls were the girls.
How were the
Zandarian
guardians?
The Zandarian girls.
We had a great time.
Yes.
Did you actually write it?
Absolutely.
For the listeners, this is we are now in the DDD minute, and they're talking about their whirlwind trip to ride Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind over at the Epcot theme park.
Epcot Center.
Epcot.
Yeah. So we got an annual pass holder preview. It was the second day of AP previews. They had already been doing DVC and, or maybe not DVC, but they were doing Club 33 previews before that. And then media was before that. So a lot of people before us got to ride as many times as they wanted. And even on Sunday, the first day of AP previews, you could ride as much as you wanted. And they were getting these really bad lines backed up.
Yes,
like
they
where
were.
They were standing in the sun.
Classic.
We get there for our 11 a.m. preview at like, you know, 10:50. We get in line at like 10:55 to like go into the area. And we basically get right on the attraction right into the building, into the queue, like because they were scanning something that they had not done before. They didn't do for Ratatouille was scanned your.
They scanned your
ticket.
Hands, right?
You they scan your.
They scan your hands.
Yeah.
A prick of blood.
They scan your tickets to get into the area and then to go on the ride, they scan your ticket again to get into the building. So there were like 10 people in front of us that like it wasn't going through and they were like, did you already ride? And they're like, yeah. She's like, yeah, you can't go again.
And then they do a 23andMe right before you step onto the vehicle, right?
Yes.
So I should be getting my results pretty soon.
I'm wondering how much Ashkenazi Jew there is. Just curious.
Yeah, and I think they did mention something about bringing back Theranos, so
great.
They should be testing that
what if
as
I
well.
Told you?
His name is Thanos.
With a single drop of blood.
Oh, Marvel!
Wow, jokes!
But it was fun. It was super fun. It was it's I wasn't scared about getting sick, but I know that Miranda was.
Yeah. I didn't have my relief band because I lost the charger to it. But I brought C bands and I wore them. And then I had peppermint oil that I put right under my nose, which was bad because then my nose was burning. And I was also chewing gum. And I was fine. But
it just took 8 things for you to be fine. And I was fine. And so everybody will be fine. Really,
she had a rosary bead.
Yeah. I had to tranquilize myself.
I took a horse tranquilizer right before I got on.
Doing a meditation in the line.
Guided meditation. I honestly, I feel like I would have been ill, like if I wrote it multiple times, but like ill in the way like Expedition Everest makes me like a little woozy.
Yeah.
So after
girl, that's me with
like,
Rock and Roller Coaster. Yes. I get one ride and that's it.
Oh, I think that's scrambled eggs.
Yeah. No, it was. I didn't feel like there are no drops or anything like that. If you guys don't want to hear spoilers, skip ahead. But.
It is a roller coaster.
It's a roller coaster. There are no drops, but there is a backwards launch at the start. And it's a lot of like shifting of the ride vehicle.
Yes, shift.
Yes.
Control shift C.
But it was. But the thing is, it's not even a. It's not that it's a. It's a backwards launch at the beginning because you leave the. You leave the. What is it?
Galaxy
boarding area or whatever, you leave that area and then go into
and you take the 300 mile elevator, right? Is that this one or is that a separate one?
Yeah, but so it's not that the backwards is right away. It's like you kind of, everything is kind of eased into it. You're not, it's not like Rock and Roller Coaster where it's like right away, like it's all just.
Yeah, or like in Incredicoaster where they're like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Like it's,
and it's just very smooth.
Miranda
did not like this ride. Let's just say it.
This was my favorite ride of all of Walt Disney World. I'll say it. It was the most fun I've ever had on any ride at Walt Disney World.
More than Rise of the Resistance.
Yeah. It is completely different than Rise. The pre-show is very similar. Mm. Like.
It's a lot of herding cats.
Herding to one room. It's
the new frontier. It's the new.
But there's,
it's Poseidon's Fury.
Yeah.
There's a reveal in one of the. It's like you go into like a Haunted Mansion-esque type room where everybody has to go to the center and then they have like a reveal of a new room. It's
a wig within a wig.
Super, yes. It is super cool. Like
she took off her pussycat wig to reveal a pussycat wig.
They make you put your phones away like pretty much immediately. Like you go into one pre-show and they're like, okay, put them away. Like no recording is allowed
for now.
Yeah, right.
They should. And
they really should. But I'm not kidding. Casey and I were just laughing. And like smiling the entire time. It was a blast.
Doing
like,
the Lizzo dance.
Casey's practicing her Lizzo dance, doing thing.
I will just say that all I have seen is the clip of Chris Pratt saying that he can't wait to go ride Horizon.
He says veggie fruit.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
And I will say I cringed so hard that I like my neck splintered to the back of my spine.
It's giving Saturday Night Live cue cards, and this is the first time he's read them.
It's giving that.
Yeah,
it's just.
But giving, also,
it's like eyes. It was like me looking at Miranda doing the lizard dance. His eyes are just like wandering. And I'm over. Like,
it's about damn.
There's. I just want to say one thing.
In a minute,
as someone who used to work at Epcot and cares a lot about the history of Epcot, we have to stop letting Epcot fanboys like dictate how things go. They could have just been a Guardians ride, and we did not need to be like
say that.
Yeah.
Why? For what? They're still not going to be happy. They're still going to be mad. Guardians is there just saying veggie fruit is not like, now it's okay. It's so dumb.
Here's why. Here's some insider info. It's because those fanboys are the ones building the rides.
Yeah. So. It's because they're the
ones. But also, like, I feel like it ticked off way more people than people found it funny. Like, because it's also, I don't know if it was just the way they were cueing us that day, but like we were hidden behind that screen. Like we didn't get to fully watch that. It wasn't like a start stop. It was almost like a, you keep walking through.
It's like as the, that part it of keeps the going. Yeah. That like, I think that's supposed to be, This is my thought, is that the way they built it is that like this is just like a news, you know, interview that is played on a loop. So
like the twister cue.
Yes. Mm. Like I'm guessing that's what it was supposed to be, because I was like, are we supposed to be watching this and like understanding this? Because we're behind a, we don't have view of this. Obstructed view.
And yes, shout out to Chris, the finger of God. Never forget Twister 1997.
Chris, don't you have a... Oh, I guess his... Chris, your podcast already started. His podcast has decided they're recording on Twitch.
Direct
on,
competition with
on
hours.
Wednesdays at 8.
Wow.
Normally we do Tuesdays, so that makes sense.
Yeah, I joked and I said that we would raid their podcast when we were done.
Just like, you know, what's this? What's that? What are you doing? What game is that? Where's Tom Nook?
Yeah.
Well, shout out to something opening in the 50th celebration of Walt Disney World. So, congrats to them. I guess Ratatouille technically opened.
I got a photo.
At the park celebrating its 50th has had this many things open. Yeah.
Did you have the waffle? Did you try the Liege waffle?
No. You know why? Because when we tried to mobile order it, the time was for 2 hours later.
Wow.
And we were not staying there that long.
Where was it at?
Connection Eatery.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. But they do have refillable water or soda stations in there. So get your free refills at the front of Epcot or the back of Epcot.
Yes.
DDD tips and tricks.
DDD.
Tips and tricks.
DDD. That's the third DEET.
I'm glad they let that stay from Electric Umbrella. It's just the loose out in the middle of nowhere, out in the open.
So Electric Umbrella. I could not think of it for the life of me. No, it's so the eatery is where
people
coloration coloration
sure,
was.
Sure.
Colorations. Mm-hmm.
Colortopia?
No, yes, it's color.
Glidden's coloration.
Glidden coloration.
Coloration.
And the science lab thing.
My old princess boss used to always call it coloration. I was like, huh?
What was that thing called? Spectaculab.
Spectaculab, honey.
Oh, the Spectaculab.
My crown jewel, Spectaculab.
But no, I would pay $20 if I got a lightning lane to ride it again.
Yeah. I would pay $20. Yeah. I wouldn't pay $20 to do Rise, I'll say that.
No, that's true. Yeah, I would not. That's a good point.
Unless I was, like, when me and Chris went, I paid, you know, for the...
But that's different.
He's a Star Wars.
So are you, Miranda?
So are you.
I am the Star Wars.
Yeah. Star Wars.
I am the Star Wars.
War?
Star Wars. Star Wars.
Anything else on the DD?
We ate at Mama Melrose for the first time.
Oh, we did. Yeah, we did.
How was that?
It was actually really good.
It's better than Tony's. So that's important. No.
My dish was delightful.
Well, to be fair, Casey's only been at Tony's drunk, eat like with cup, eating little finger eating little desserts,
finger foods,
just sipping down those Italian beers, whatever they were called. Is it Peroni,
Palomas,
Peroni,
Peroni, Peroni,
Palmetto.
and then shuffling my way to the Gaylord
Palms.
Gaylord Palms Resort.
The Gaylord Palms Resort. and hanging out in the parking lot for a little bit.
Honey.
And for whom?
For what reason?
Just hanging out. You know, just wanted to see.
Seeing the sights.
Just wanted to see it.
Was it Gaylord where they do the like ice capades?
Yeah,
thing?
They do that. Yes.
Yeah. The ice.
I cannot get over how large that property is.
It's huge.
It's Cuckoo Bananas large.
It's comical us saying that in reference to something that's not Disney World, because Disney World itself is so big. But yes.
The Gaylord Palms is bigger.
It feels bigger.
I just started a new project at work where the client asked us to write scripts for like these interviews that they're doing for a convention that they are going to at Swan and Dolphin.
Oh, not that.
And they were like, yeah, we might need someone from your agency to like go over there because there won't be anyone in the field. And I was like, I cannot believe. Full circle moment.
Some of the scariest things happen at the Swan and Dolphin lobby bar when you walk by and a convention is happening. You're like, I don't want anything to do.
Yeah.
Not a single thing. Like, bad things are going to happen at this convention bar.
How many marriages will end because of this convention?
That's where I should have been going.
Yeah, Casey, what were you doing? Podcast.
That's where you should have
just sitting right
you
at the bar.
Been scouting, Casey.
Drinking your little Diet Coke.
Yeah.
I put my Wawa cup there.
Styrofoam, not even like the reusable. Still the styrofoam.
Absolutely not. Yeah, this styrofoam.
I'll take a couple shots of vodka, but let me just open my to the top of my cup and just pour it right in.
That's right here.
Just right here is fine. Can I get a Peroni in here? and we loved your videos working from Pizza Rizzo. Literally. Full circle. We visited Pizza Rizzo.
There's a plug.
Absolutely. We were at Pizza Rizzo as a community of resident services the week before, and then you went to the actual Pizza Rizzo.
Oh, I literally had no idea what you were talking about. I was like, what on earth are we saying?
Pizza Rizzo all together.
Yeah,
and then you were at the real Pizza Rizzo.
We got the strawberry cannoli. It tastes like a sprinkled donut. It was good.
Oh, RJ, do you remember when we went there when it opened?
Yeah.
And we went to upstairs. Like Rope Drop the new Pizza Rizzo.
That's who we used to be. Rope dropping the places that people didn't rope drop.
Correct.
Casey and I rope dropped 2016.
Yeah.
Casey and I rope drop Pizza Rizzo every time we're at Hollywood Studios together. Yeah.
Well, you got to rope drop it because they only close about 2 hours later.
It's true. But I will say when working there, we were there for what? 3 hours?
Yeah, like 3 hours.
Oh my God.
The playlist.
No cast member looked at you and was like,
I think you guys the one that came in. Yeah, no one said anything.
No one said a dang thing.
But no, the playlist is like 2 hours and 45 minutes. So that's when we were like, we gotta go.
We figured it out.
Pack it up.
It took forever to get the Spice Girls song.
It did. And then only an hour after we got it was when we got it again. So.
Yeah, so.
Well, we're very excited to announce that we are filming our 100th episode live at Pizza Rizzo. That's why they were there.
Can you imagine?
We signed the contract with Rizzo the Rat.
The sound would be terrible.
The sound would be awful.
Couldn't be worse than the 1 year anniversary we did in Miranda's dining room.
The sound wasn't bad, was it?
It was fine. A little hollow, you know. I still haven't watched the video of Jace trying to figure out who we are on the
I haven't watched that
on
either.
The resident services banner that still stands.
Where were we when we got that video? Oh, we were going to the concert.
We were at a concert. Well,
we were at a
since no one asked, we were out.
We'll do the K-pop minute.
K-pop minute.
I feel so bad for the people that are like. They've been waiting to go on this for us to go on the stream.
It literally just been on the screen?
I'm so sorry, McFly. We promise we are so close to getting.
Let's talk and go at the same time.
We don't care.
Let's watch.
Yeah, what does he say? I know he starts as a bit.
No, for real.
Start over, Harv.
Tell me, start over.
This is Harv live on screen. Harv.
He's in the bed.
He got it.
Good job.
Got it. Great job.
That is insane.
He also was the one who took our photos and our photo
in
underneath our heads.
We stood in front of them.
The photo that's never surfaced because I think the lighting was really bad. Isn't that correct?
We posted it.
Yeah, oh, okay.
It's cute.
I will say for the people watching, that was, yes, them hanging out at Miranda's garage on lawn chairs, just like what we
Welcome to the West, baby.
We have been teasing for episode after episode. That is
Miranda, you need to build that on Fantasy Key.
Absolutely not.
Build a garage. Build the garage. Build the garage. Build the garage.
Build Rocky's
like
garage.
At least like in your house or like in your house on Chives.
I will do Chives. Fantasy Key. I don't think you guys realize this. It is not my choice to hang out in garages in Iowa.
It is.
Yeah, she's under duress every time. There's someone with a gun to
when
her
I hang
back.
Out with people, they get just happen to garage. Be at a garage.
It's just, I come home, I try to pull in with my car, and they say, no.
There's people in there.
All social gatherings happen in garages in Iowa. It's the social event of the season.
I'm going to build it in one of my houses. I'll use the parking lot flooring.
Yeah,
I'll do like two lawn chairs, two sack chairs,
a
cooler, the fishing tourney cooler. I got it.
That's a good one. I need the bag chairs. So
I need a fridge in there.
Yeah, the mini.
Oh yeah, white garage fridge.
Get all the game day out.
Put one of the toy dogs on the floor, and that's Oliver walking around.
Yeah.
Or Free Jake just walking around the neighborhood.
Just walking around the neighborhood. See ya. Be back later.
Listeners, the last time we were doing a garage hang, Free Jake literally just walked around the neighborhood. And we saw him coming back.
He was coming back. And we were like, oh,
this walk. Like, oh.
I forgot about that.
We're like, where's he coming?
Sweet Bridget, what did he see? What did he experience?
We'll never know.
We'll never know. He's never been the same.
Could be a children's book.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Resident Services. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Residence Pod. You can join the Resident Services Co-op and meet the rest of our community on facebook.com/groups/Resident Services Co-op. Our Discord server is linked on our show notes, and our episode recordings are now live on Twitch. Find us at twitch.tv/Residence Pod. If you would like to ask Resident Services or leave us your own town hall, you can visit our show page on theampleverse.com, and you can leave a question or voice message, and we'll play it on a future episode. You can also find other shows and essays on the Ampliverse and on social media at the Ampliverse. Thanks to Zencastr for our recordings and Anchor for hosting the show. And don't forget to write us a review on Apple Podcasts. 5 stars only, please, so we can get our Lilies of the Valley. Our theme music is Animal Crossing New Horizons Closed on Sunday Lo-Fi Remix. Thanks to them for letting us use it. Find their music on Spotify under Closed on Sunday. Thanks again for listening.
Discovering voices, building worlds, the Ampliverse.